Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Naked Gaming Podcast.
We're back.
Yes.
Once again.
Again.
You're Lee Milner.
And you're Chris Barrow.
Thanks. You should know. First things first, two video editions of this podcast available now. Mm-hmm. Doing reasonably well on YouTube, so check it mm-hmm. out. Naked Gaming Podcast, mm-hmm. featuring Bailey the Bunny both times.
Oh dear.
Pretty sweet.
Oh dear. Well, this month,
Formula One's resumed. Finally, the season's got underway.
Your life is complete.
I love it. F1 2020 has just come out as well. Although, hilariously, it's all wrong because all the races are wrong because the season's totally different. But anyway, but can I actually win a Grand Prix?
We played this month's big release, Ghost of Tsushima.
All right, Sean Connery. And our reporter Alex Rhodes is back in black, playing our simulator of the month.
Barbershop for Men is for those who dream to make stylish haircutting styles in New York City.
You can subscribe to get the latest episodes of this podcast. Did you know that?
Did know that.
It's Naked Gaming Podcast on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. Now it's news time with Lee Milner.
Starting with Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, is coming to consoles on October the 2nd this year. Crash and Coco have to work with four quantum masks to restore order to the multiverse. Sounds like a quiet Friday to me.
Crash Bandicoot, you banished me to the past. But all it did was give me more time to plan your doom.
How many times have you beaten this clown anyway?
Three.
Really? Only three? Funny. Seemed like more.
Animal Crossing has been updated now so that you can swim. I mean, we're all waiting for that, weren't we? You can even dive in a wetsuit. It's been described as the first wave of their summer updates. Wave, really? According to a new survey, the UK's most popular game during coronavirus is Roblox. It's technically, though, an online gaming platform where you can play games designed by others and create and share your own games. Now, the research was done by Compare the Market and shows that some people really do have too much free time.
What is your name?
Kamala Khan.
I was just some weird kid from Jersey who didn't fit in.
And finally, Kamala Khan is coming to the Avengers game, which is out later this year. The Muslim-American teenager of Pakistani heritage has shape-shifting abilities and is the latest character to take on the title of Miss Marvel. The game has been criticised because many of the game's characters don't resemble their film counterparts. Hey, I'm looking at you, Captain America. Kamala Khan hasn't featured in a live-action film yet, so that's fine. The good news for fans is that a Miss Marvel TV series is in the works, coming to Disney Plus, possibly late next year.
Thanks, Lee Milner. You really should do newsreading as your actual job.
I'll think about
it. Think about it.
Stop kidding around, Snake.
So apparently there's a big Xbox announcement.
Well, you're not bothered, though, by Xbox.
No, I'm PS4, so you do just do some work for once.
Come, I'll do it.
Off you go.
Okay, let's go through the big Xbox Series X announcement that took place on July the 23rd, which also delayed the release of this episode of the Naked Gaming Podcast, so thanks a lot. Anyway, we covered the PS5 last month, so it's only fair. We'll start with the most important thing, the games. There was loads of excitement with big releases like Fable 4.
The world is filled with stories of legendary heroes and treacherous villains. fantastical creatures and wondrous places where nature and magic live in perfect harmony. Not all stories have happy endings.
A slightly more divisive trailer for Halo Infinite because the graphics looked a bit dodge.
The Mjolnir exosuit is now complete. Even though this technology will save humanity in the war to come, I must remind myself. Liquid crystal cannot rise on its own. It all means nothing until you step inside.
And State of Decay 3, which I'm excited about because I love zombies. There's also Stalker 2, I suppose. Not many other games that got me excited. Forza, maybe. How much is it going to cost? Well, we don't know, but it's likely to be around £450 to £500. It's not the best-looking console, though. I think it looks like a fan. What do you think? Anyway, it's going to have backwards compatibility and it should be out by winter 2020. Formula One has finally returned. I'm so happy.
I will never see you again.
On Sundays?
On Sundays.
I don't watch the qualifying. I can't be bothered with all that.
Oh.
But the rest of it. Pretty good.
Let me guess who wins all the time.
Go on.
Hamilton.
I'm impressed you know Hamilton. Who's your favourite?
Go Raikkonen.
Raikkonen is the best.
Go
in
Raikkonen.
No way. There are no crowds, though, at the moment. They wear the masks in the interviews, though. It's really weird.
Yeah.
They go, Lewis Hamilton, you won. How do you feel?
Better get used to it.
It's true.
Because from now on, we've got to wear them in shops.
Everywhere.
But not restaurants or cinemas.
Makes sense. They just released F1 2020 on consoles and PC.
Now, I decided to challenge Chris because, well, he watches so much Formula One.
I love it.
He should know what he's doing.
Yeah.
So, can he win the Grand Prix? Or when I first ever...
Go on, I know exactly what you're going to say.
When I first ever started out as a sports reporter at university...
It's embarrassing that you would have said this.
I said, now, the Formula One Grand Prix results. The news presenter was like, what?
Wow.
And that's why I'm not a sports reporter.
So can I win the Grand Prix? Here we go. Right, let's race. Go, 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 go. Right, Bottas in front of me, Verstappen. Can't believe it. Right, up on the inside of Ben. No, brake too hard there. That's the first time we've played this game. Pretty fast. I'm going to get him. Break. Right. Vettel, if your form this season is anything to go by, you've got no chance. My friend, just cut the corner, no worries. Right, we can do this. Oh, smashed him. Have I lost my front wing? Something got taken out. It's done him anyway. Strong start, yeah, too right. Strong start where I absolutely drove into the back of Vettel. Whoa, the pace, the power. Absolutely dominating the Great British Grand Prix. Silverstone, the short circuit version. Short circuit version. What does he say? He says, here comes Lewis Hamilton. He's going to win the British Grand Prix across the line. Amazing. I am the champions. Where's the champagne? Give it to me now. Prosecco everywhere.
Everywhere.
I did that
I'm still getting it in my hair.
It doesn't matter if you win or not. You've just got to go like that.
We do that even if we don't play Formula One.
Which is not our first time. F1 2020 is out now on consoles, PC and Google Stadia. Remember that?
How much is it?
£55.
Oh.
It's not cheap, but if you love your Formula One, then it's worth getting. Although there's a deluxe Michael Schumacher edition for a mere £65.
Do they do a Raikkonen edition?
Not for you.
Oh, go Raikkonen.
Let's get into new releases now.
Is that my cue?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, we love a new release. Yes. Yes, on the Naked Gaming Podcast.
With Lee Milner and Chris Barrow.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah, remember, I only read from auto cues. I don't read anything else. I'm like Anchorman.
Will you say anything I type?
Yeah,
well,
I will.
I type this now. There you go.
No, I don't love Xbox.
First up, what is it?
The Ghost of Tsushima.
Was that a good Sean Connery impression?
It's passable.
Ghost of Tsushima.
We are 80 samurai against an army, fighting to slow the invasion. Today, I die for my people. There must be thousands of them. We will face death and defend our home.
So you saw the advert on TV and you got really excited, didn't you? In fact, Yes. You actually said to me, can we buy this game?
Yeah. It reminds me of the game on Sega.
Ninja or Samurai or something?
I can't remember.
I did play it. We threw little knives. Yeah. I used to play that all the time. So it's called Ghost of Tsushima. I thought it was called Ghosts of Tsushima, but you are one
ghost.
Samurai warrior.
One ghost.
Now, it's quite different gameplay-wise. You have lots of different stances. So you can stand there and you can sort of adjust your posture. So you can stand with your sword above your head, and then that'll counter a certain bad guy. And then you stand with your sword to the side, and then you counter the other one. So it's quite innovative in its combat. It's a bit like the Batman game that a lot of people would have played. Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, all that kind of thing in terms of the combat. When I first saw this, though, I really wasn't bothered. I just didn't like the look of it at all. But it plays super smooth and everyone's going crazy about the graphics.
Well, I was just about to say, the graphics look amazing.
The camera mode especially. It's like people are taking awesome photos, but they're just from the in-game engine.
Wow.
Basically, if you finished The Last of Us Part 2, last month's huge release, there's not that much that you might be looking out for here, but this is kind of like a AAA release, a blockbuster release. So if you want to spend your money on a big game, it's worth going for.
By the way, one listener we have is called Marvin.
Marvin.
Who's also my personal trainer.
That's why you're in such good shape.
Exactly. Woo-hoo!
Wow.
No, he wants to know, should he definitely buy The Last of Us 2?
Yeah.
Is it really worth it?
It's emotional. It's a reasonable amount of money, but I would say yes.
Because he heard what you said last time, that it's really, really good, but then he was like, but is it really good?
Yeah. It's a game you really need... Let's put it like this. It's a game you need to have played. Of this generation of games, it's the one.
And then Tsushima.
Well, Tsushima's not the one. No. So you don't have to buy Tsushima. Right. I'd say go to Tsushima. If you've done that and you're looking around, you've got a bit of money and you're not spending money on hair products, apparently people aren't.
Shampoo.
People aren't going deodorant anymore.
Nobody's like wearing shampoo, deodorant. It's like, let it all hang out.
But they're buying ice cream. Marvin's in a job. but basically, you don't need to buy Ghost of Tsushima. It's about it's a 7 to an 8 out of 10, depending on if you like the whole vibe of it.
Is it cheaper than The Last of Us?
Yeah, it's £50.
Okay.
Although that's how much Last of Us was in Tesco's, if you remember from last episode. And it's a PS4 exclusive, Ghost of Tsushima. So it's out now. I would say get it if you're looking for a game to play.
Cool.
Death Stranding is out now on PC, by the way, in case you wanted to play what I would call Weird Walking Simulator, the huge release from a few months ago. I think it was December now that we reviewed it. Listen back to that if you're still undecided. But let's go to another new release. It's called Paper Mario, The Origami King. So, Paper Mario, right? I've got it here for you.
I'm really excited. Right. We're playing this tonight.
Okay, here we go. Hang on, let me just get it for you. It only just came out. As we record this, it came out. So I was playing it on the tube.
Oh, my goodness.
On the way home. What did you make of it?
Right, hang on. He looks like a little paper origami figure.
It's called Paper Mario.
He's the cutest thing in the world.
So the way the story works, I'll let you play that for a bit.
Yeah.
The way the story works is... Paper Mario is the two-dimensional paper version of Mario that you've come to know and love. Now, the Origami King has come along and wants to fold everybody up into origami, and it makes him go a bit weird and strange, right? Now, press the right trigger on this game.
What just happened?
So, if you press the right trigger, Mario throws up confetti into the air, and what that does is it kind of fills in the gaps in the world. And it's such that the graphics are so good for a Mario game. I absolutely loved it. I played the first half an hour and it's really brilliant. However, There's one drawback. You know, like in Mario, when you can jump, by the way, if you press...
Yeah. Yes, I've already figured it out.
And you can hammer away. Yeah, that's fine. So you can jump around, and it's really good. But in Mario, the best thing about it is you jump on the heads of the goobers, they're called, and the turtles and stuff. In
I
this,
call you goober.
You do, don't you? But in this, the combat is a weird, circular, spinning the bad guys round kind of vibe. And it's all the combat is awful. It's the only bit that lets down the game. Because otherwise, I was going straight in with a 10 out of 10 here. The graphics, the story's really funny. Right at the beginning, there's Mario and Luigi are in a go-kart, yeah? And they're on the way to Peach's Castle. And they go, oh, it's so great to be on the road, bro, going to a festival. Yeah, and
I was
a bit insensitive, given the current climate.
Wow!
But anyway, amazing graphics. Bowser also isn't necessarily your bad guy in this straight away.
Finally made up.
Well, sort of. You kind of work alongside Bowser in the early game. But anyway, it was going to get a 10, but the combat's not very good, so it's getting an 8. But if you like Mario, this is a real curveball. What? Just from playing it for a minute or two, what are you enjoying it?
It's really good, although I don't get the point of it, but I can imagine, like, if you actually read what you have to do, I can imagine it's really good. But no, the graphics are amazing. Some things look really 3D, don't they?
Yeah, they're really good. So Paper Mario Origami King is out now. It's a Nintendo Switch game, and it's £50. Quite expensive, but if you like Mario, you're going to love it.
This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with me, Lee Milner, and this guy.
Oh, right. Chris Barrow. Hello. Let's go retro. Should we go retro?
Retro Revival.
Do you want to try and say the name of this game? Because I actually don't want to try and say it. Go on.
SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated.
Wow. First released in 2003, it's back.
I have brought you two here to face a great challenge. My Poseidon has been breached. I am mighty foe whom you must fight.
Bring it on, Your Highness. Bring it on!
I really don't like SpongeBob.
Why?
As a character.
Oh,
I don't like it. I like
scary.
I like the starfish thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he's called, though.
I've forgotten his name.
I'm not a good person to review this game.
Okay.
But luckily, we have someone in our Rolodex.
Rhiannon Bevan, of course.
She's back
from GameLuster.com. She was so excited about this game. So, take it away.
When you do a remake, there's many ways you can take it. You can use the original as a template to tell a bigger and better story than ever before with completely different gameplay. Or you can stick to the original like Scripture and simply up the graphics and modernise it for a new generation while not alienating the original's fans. SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated is very much the latter. This remake of a PS2 era classic is absolutely faithful to its roots, meaning it takes all of the good and all of the bad. But first, we need to go through some background on the game. Battle for Bikini Bottom was released back in 2003. The reason that this unassuming platformer even had demand for a remake was likely because this sort of game is very rare. A licensed game that was actually good. And not to mention retained the same humour and charm of the show. Battle for Bikini Bottom was not only a decent 3D collectathon platformer, but also like walking into a SpongeBob episode. Fast forward to 2020, and there's not much I can say about Rehydrated that I didn't just say about the original.
You went boom!
A huge murderous robot shaped like a squirrel!
Can I try?
That's it! That's the match!
While sticking to the original so much makes the game a safe bet and still very enjoyable, it does put it in a bit of a time capsule. While 3D platformers have moved on with the likes of Mario Galaxy and Odyssey, Rehydrated stays the same. Basic, but solid. You can play as SpongeBob, Patrick and Sandy and explore 10 locations from the show. Each character has their own advantages, such as Sandy being able to make bigger jumps and Patrick being able to throw items and enemies. These skills are used to access different parts of the world, and the game is at its best when you're left to figure out how to use the character's abilities to explore all corners of the map. The gameplay is incredibly well done, and for all characters, you always feel like you're in complete control. There's enough difference in how they all fight to keep combat interesting, despite the repetitive enemies. Boss battles are surprisingly solid too. Every boss makes creative use of the character's abilities, and even have phases in battle. Considering this is an area where most platformers fail and just make their boss battles pretty boring, this is impressive. One of the few changes to the game is the inclusion of a new boss, Robo Squidward, which is a very welcome addition when the bosses were already a highlight. Another change is the art style, which is much brighter to match the cartoon. The aesthetic, however, can be overshadowed by one of the game's more glaring problems, performance issues. Despite the graphics and gameplay being very basic, frame rate drops were too frequent.
Here's your golden back scratcher.
You haven't defeated me yet. I'll destroy you.
You've just met the Sponginator.
All in all, SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated is a solid little game and well worth it for fans of the original, or even just the show. The downsides really are that I can't help but think that more could have been done with it. So many advancements have been made in the genre that it feels like more areas, more abilities, or even just adding to levels that were already there could have been done if there was more time. And of course, also time to fix the performance issues. SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated is a relic, but thankfully a relic of a good game. It's a massive shame that Rehydrated didn't get the extra time it needed, but I absolutely recommend this to any gamer of the 2000s that wants a trip down memory lane. It's mostly as good as you remember.
Thanks, Rhiann and Bevan. We are super appreciative of that because Chris and I really didn't want to play that game.
I didn't want to play. They were like, do you want a copy of the game? I was like, no, I do not.
No. But it is out on PC, consoles, and the Switch for £20.
And can you say the title of it one more time? Because I just can't handle it.
SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated.
Power up.
One more retro game this month. We were waiting for it, and it has finally come out now. Star Wars Episode One: Racer. What else could we do but go head-to-head in this? Am I going to win you? Probably not.
I always win.
And you're good at racing. You're very good at racing games.
I'd say that's my forte.
Okay, let's see.
Choose your racer.
Well, I wanted to call winner, but it just let me win. Don't they have any female players?
Welcome to old games.
That's not, I'm not even joking. Do they not have any female
players? Might do. Gazgangle.
All right, then, I'll go Gazgangle.
Right, do you want to do, you have to do the first rate, yeah. The classic.
But how do you do it?
Right, the only thing I know is you do that to accelerate.
Which one?
The right trigger. And that is steer.
Is that it?
That's all I know.
Right. Bailey, shut up.
Let's have six races. Do you, how hard do you want the enemies to be?
Average.
Right.
Just like I like my man.
Wow. Da, 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 da. What do you think about these graphics?
Sorry, they're rubbish. They're a bit rubbish, aren't they?
Beep. I'm going to beep that.
They're a bit rubbish, aren't they?
Come on, Anakin.
Why are the graphics so bad?
This is a remaster. They're not that bad. Go. Oh, yeah. Diddle-a-diddle-a-diddle-a-diddle-a. God, it's so good, isn't it? I love it.
Is it really good, though?
Does it feel like you look at this showboating?
I think Anakin's faster than mine.
Wow. Your top speed is, like, 460.
Mate.
How can you be doing that?
That's... God, I'm so good. I don't crash like you.
Wow.
I always beat you at these games.
Overtaken!
Yeah, but not for long. I have to let you, like, in at some point.
Wow. This is ridiculous. Oh! Because we...
You only won my rematch. Rematch. You only won that because I crashed. You only won that because I crashed. And also, I was only 2 seconds behind you. If I hadn't crashed, I would have won that. If I don't crash on this, I'll
beat you. So saying if I didn't crash in the Formula 1, I'd have won.
Like... Yeah, but I was beating you all the way around. Right. I bet you don't leave this one in if I win.
There you have it. You know, Star Wars.
Say no more.
Episode 1. Racer Remastered is available now on Switch and PS4 for around just £10.
But I said say no more. There's no need to say.
Oh, right, sorry. The dad jokes get worse.
Now let's hand it over to Alex Rhodes, our resident barber, because he wanted to have a go at being a hairdresser just like you were.
Oh, you can't beat perfection.
Oh, thank you. You're saying I look so good that there's no point.
Hang on, you don't go to the barbers anymore because
okay, so you
come to me.
What's your salon called?
It's called Milner Express. Done in 60 seconds, no class required.
And what about the barbers anyway?
Cheeky. So let's see how Alex got on with this one.
Hello, Chris and Lee. It's Alex here, back for another month. Now, most people, even though the hairdressers are open, I'm struggling to get an appointment at the moment to remedy my girlfriend's attempt to cut my hair. So that has informed my choice for the game this month. It's called Barbershop Haircut Games 3D. As you can probably tell from the title, there are some translation issues with this game. So let's open it and let's give it a go. Before we get started, I've printed off the description in the App Store of this game. And I'm going to read it to you. I feel like I'm in a jazz bar. As I said, there are translation issues, which is why I'm going to read it for you in this accent. Barbershop for men is for those who dream to make stylish haircutting styles in New York City. Do you want to have stylish hairstyles from hair salon of town? Try on the image of a barbarian and perform haircutting, hairstyle, and have fun playing barbershop game. Give them perfect haircut that make them look and feel like real men. So there you go. That's the description in the App Store. Let's give it a go. Oh, it's already playing an advert. The interesting touch is it's playing the advert and the soundtrack of the advert, but also the soundtrack of the game, which is why it sounds like a jewel in a instrument shop. Oh, my. Wow, already the graphics are rough. I can see myself in the reflection. The guy, my victim, is already sat down with completely white eyes. It looks like his eyes have rolled back into the head. My character is... he's got, like, the eyes of a devil. His feet don't move. He just kind of drifts around like a vampire. How do I cut his hair? Okay. I'm doing it. I'm doing that. Cut. Oh, I'm trying not to stab him in the eyes. Okay. Let's get that fringe off there, sir. Did you have two ears when you came in? Oh, right. Oh, sorry about that. This is not going very well at all. His hair is, like, incredibly patchy and gross. It looks like the sink after you've shaved. Done. Oh, I did a good job. I absolutely butchered his look, but I did a good job. Oh, you know what that means? My reward. Another unskippable advert. A dog hasn't just broken into the barbershop. It's another unskippable advert. Adverts for games that look much better than this one. Right, so that was the game said I did well. You know, normally when the barber shows you a mirror and they're like, is that all right? And then because you're British, you're like, yeah, that's really good. Thank you. You've really done a great job there. You would have to say something. You'd be like, is there something wrong? This game is rubbish. It is really bad. The graphics are weird. It's impossible to do any controlling. I struggled just to shave some guy's head. So, you know, anything more complicated would have been really, really difficult. I wouldn't say it's very good for practicing on before you cut your partner's hair.
Thank you, Alex. We also considered playing Shredder Simulator, which is a phone game that you can get.
I thought you got mixed up between the two.
Well, the way he was playing it could be Shredder Simulator.
Exactly.
But basically you just shred things, but it's fake shredding things on your phone. But anyway, thank you, Alex Rhodes. You can subscribe, by the way, if you want to see video versions of the podcast. Just check it out on YouTube. Lee Milner, Chris Barrow, we are there. That's it. We're done.
Wow.
Another...
it flies by.
Classic episode.
Flies by.
We did this one a bit later in the day, didn't we?
Yeah. You'll probably find throughout the podcast that it's getting darker and darker and darker. That's because it's about... what is it? About 8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock.
We've just done a full day at work. Well, but look at this. This is dedication.
But do you know why we're doing it later? Because we've just watched the Xbox game reveal and it was at 5 p.m.
I know. So we had loads to cram in today. So
it's been fun, though.
It's been fun. And we will be back.
Yeah. Got some awesome stuff in the pipeline. And there's quite a few things. I can't really talk about them yet, but it's exciting times. Anyway.
Please just tell me you'll get a better poster next time.
I won't do it.
Can anybody donate us one then? Just something.
Anything.
Anything that's better than this.
What, printing out Mario? What's wrong with printing out Mario? Okay, I see. Do you want to fold him up?
Do you want to do a mic drop instead?
Yeah, right.
All right, ready?
Three. One. No, you do 1, 2, 3 and I'll do 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.